Hello again to the SFL Empire. This is Coach's Corner and I'm Brian Craven. Got a special team focused show for you today. Maybe dropping another one later. I don't know. But as we ramp up, as the days get shorter and shorter, not days, but as the week gets shorter and shorter, heading toward week one of season 15, I want to show some love to my teammates. So I'm putting out a few little episodes with some of my teammates on it. And on this one, we've got Liam and Yogi. Doug's in here to do his thing and make things a little bit, well, Doug. And not a real long one, just a little bit of time. We spent about 30 minutes chatting with Yogi and Liam, and I think you're going to like it because these are a couple of really fun people. So let's get into it. All right, here we are with Bashing the SFL. I've got my good buddy Doug. I've got Liam Hammer. We're hoping to get Yogi Barr in here as well. Going to have a little get-to-know-you session. Going to put Liam and, again, hopefully Yogi on the spot. That would make some good things. And, yeah, that's all. That's it. That's it. Who knows? No script. So while it may not go as crazy as a Dave Axis special, I guess it could. And I am not going to edit it out. So let's go.
It very well could.
Yeah. Generic captain. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Doing good.
We got that whole situation fixed up.
You'll always be a generic to me.
I'm telling you.
Real captain Liam. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I didn't realize that generics could be grandparents.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
I thought that it was illegal. Personally, I know. I really did.
I know. Generics aren't people. Like, literally, yeah. They're not people.
They're not.
You know, before the hate crowd comes in to get me, they're actually not people. They do not exist.
No, punters are more people than they are.
Yes.
Oh, that's very true.
Except for generic punters, which are even lower than that.
True.
We have Yogi coming in.
Is Yogi in?
Not yet. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead with what you were doing, and we'll bring Yogi
in. So before we get going too much further, for everybody that is listening to this, I just want to make the announcement that my daughter had her baby this morning. I woke up to the news, so she had a little boy, and he a little bit early, but hey, he's up and kicking and doing his thing, so. I'm excited. I'm a grandpa for the first time, so very excited about that. So I almost called in to work today, but they told me I couldn't. So
work? You're not supposed to ask work when you can call in. You look at how many sick days you have, and you decide from there.
Yeah, that's my integrity level right there. Is, you know, I ask him. So
we got some dirt on him.
Work in a school district long enough, you'll get your morals. I see Yogi. Are you muted, Yogi?
He's probably looking for a picnic basket.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
Yogi.
Sir. There we are.
I had to wait. I had to turn the fan off. I didn't want to blow y'all out.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll try to get through this so you don't get overheated. I know.
Oh, it's all right. Nah, it's all right.
So we've got Yogi in here as well. Yogi, we're just going to, now we haven't really done the get to know you a bit, so we're going to spend a little bit of time on that. We're also going to make you guys, you and Liam, make some predictions, although we're not here to trap you.
I am.
Okay, well, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I feel like I cut someone off earlier, making sure. Doug, did I cut you off on something?
No, I'm good. I'm just ready to get rolling and learn a little bit more about Super Yogi and Super Liam.
Oh, I did. Go ahead. Go ahead, Yogi.
I predict Doug will have a grandchild real soon.
Real soon. Well, I had a question about the grandchild. Did they name it after me?
Actually, they did not. Yes. Yes,
get out.
They,
just get out.
The baby's name is Alistair.
Really?
Yeah, my daughter is a gamer, anime kind of thing. So she, not exactly sure where it came from. I got to dig a little bit deeper into that. But Alistair, and the middle name is Rain, R-A-I-N.
Wow.
So if the SFL sees a generic player next season, I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm trying to think of what game that could be. Dragon Age, maybe?
I don't remember. I'll have to...
Okay.
I have a confession to make about anime. I don't think I've seen 60 seconds of anime in my life.
I knew a girl in school named Anime, but that's as far as that goes.
But Liam hasn't seen 60 seconds of her.
Right. I saw more than 60. Never mind. I'm not going to touch that.
Never mind.
Nope.
I don't think her mother is likely to be listening, but let's just make sure. Lovely girl. Lovely girl. Lovely girl, Miss Jones. Anyway. Wow, I completely derailed myself. Yogi, why don't you tell us a little bit about your off season? We didn't really have a chance to chat with you about that stuff. Tell us a little bit about your off season, about leaving Charleston. I know you're happy there, but tell us about coming over and joining us in Lone, making the right decision and joining us in Lone Star.
Yes, I had a home in Charleston. I was very happy there. I was happy when they drafted me. Wasn't seeing myself leaving them. Mm-hmm. And then this opportunity came up in our little discussions before last season about, hey, maybe one day we can all play together, kind of happened real quick.
Mm-hmm. It was meant a lot quicker than we expected.
Way quicker.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I stressed on it for a couple of weeks what I was going to do. You know, because I hadn't planned on leaving those guys, and I knew they were counting on me, but I had to do what was best for Yogi.
Right.
And that was come join my amigos and opening day.
Opening generic day.
Yep.
So how do you feel? I mean, how you feeling about the team? We put together some great people, I think.
It's phenomenal. We have a locker room, bar none. There's no one in this league that could have the locker room we have.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people feel like they've got a great locker room, and they probably do. But
I'm sure they do in their own right. No, I don't believe it. Nothing can top what we have here that I'm feeling.
Yeah, it feels good. How about the season? How are you ready to get going? Are you excited?
Been ready. Enough of the simulations. It's time to play.
Right. yeah. True. Boy, yeah. Once we got the rosters, I was like, wait, I've only got how much time to get ready? And it felt like not enough time. But my goodness, I've run so many sims. Let's just do it. Even if we get blown out and I completely screwed up, let's just get going. And I don't expect that to happen.
Yeah. So what's the biggest thing you're looking forward to this year, Yogi? With Lone Star,
trying to get as many tackles as I can before they get to you.
Okay, well that. That brings up, that kind of segues into my, and I'm going to have a question like this for Liam too. So, Yogi, we're going to go over under.
Okay.
How many sacks does Yogi Barr get this season? Over under 15.
Just under. I think 14. 15? 13 and a half, 14.
Okay. All right. Notate that. I'll write that down.
You're going to put that in the archive, Doug, so we can bring it back?
Oh, yeah. All right. Definitely. So just under, he says. All right.
I hope I'm wrong.
I hope it's over. Yeah, it'd be nice to be over, right?
Yeah.
You said you had a question for Liam, or you got... So run with it, Doug.
All right, Liam.
You have the con.
For Liam, over under... 12 touchdowns.
I'd say just like Yogi, I'm going to go just under. I'm going to go 11.
11 touchdowns.
So I want 12 touchdowns to keep my streak of touchdown a game alive.
You know?
It's really all I care about.
Well, hopefully we can get more than one touchdown out of you per game.
Right.
Don't let Axis hear that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Hey, he didn't put any 2-to-1s in his contract, so he can't he can't complain about that.
That's very true. That's very true.
Do you have any other questions like that for him, Doug?
Well, I got a couple of, you know, like we said, we're getting to know you guys a little bit more.
Yeah, you go. Do you.
Yogi, I remember, I think it was last season, you did a See America road trip. Is this correct?
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay,
I did.
So what was, give me like your top three favorite places that you saw.
Wow. So I did 37 states. I did a trip to Montana and back to Virginia, and I did a trip to Washington State and back to Virginia. So I did 37 states. I saw a little bit of everything. Just talking about this last night, and I'm going to have to go with number one was Mount Rushmore. Uh-huh. And the drive up to it was phenomenal. Saw mountain goats, rams, saw all kind of stuff. Number two, the redwood forest in California. Mouth hanging open.
Yeah.
Just mouth hanging open. And please, then number three.
Hugo.
Oh yeah, at least. At least. The number three, which could easily be number one, was we spent the night at the last little town in North Dakota before, on their Montana trip. And as soon as we left there, there was Montana, and there were the Rocky Mountains in front of you and all the hills leading up to it. It was breathtaking.
Wow. Breathtaking. Oh, in the morning?
Breathtaking.
Yeah, so those are some of my highlights. You get the sunrise behind you hitting that. It's
yep.
Amazing. Oh, wow.
Amazing. Yeah. And coming out of the Grand Tetons, going back east was same view, but you were going into the sunrise. It was they were all phenomenal.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
But those are some of my highlights.
Okay.
That's great. That would be one of the things Coach and I always talk about, you know, what we would do if we ever hit the lottery and became rich and stuff like that. And driving around the United States would definitely be the.
Don't wait till you win the lottery. It's not that bad.
I want to do it on a motorcycle. I want to do it on a motorcycle.
Oh yeah.
Not when you see a moose cross the road, you won't.
Oh yeah.
Good point.
Hey Coach, we'll get a little motorcycle with a sidecar, and I can ride in the sidecar.
Wow.
I'm picturing this. I'll never sleep tonight because I'm picturing that.
You know Liam's gonna make a meme out of that.
You're giving me plenty of content right here.
So much material. So much material there.
Speaking of Liam.
Yes.
Liam, so the other night when we did the Jacksonville game, we noticed you had a hat and a guitar.
I did.
So tell us a story about the hat, and how long have you been playing guitar?
Okay, I'll start with the hat. I mean, I think it was originally my dad's hat, and I borrowed it. And now it's mine. But I used to be a ranch hand before all this quarantine stuff and all that. And I was a ranch hand for 5 years. And so I, you know, wore the hat there. So that hat's been in, it's dropped in a good amount of dumpsters of dung in its time. And then guitar, played guitar for about like 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it. My dad's really musical, so we get to jam a lot, and it's fun.
Oh, there you go. So the other thing that I saw that I saw you you're always talking about. Tell us about your surfing.
Oh yeah.
Well, and the process to that. What kind of board you got? And all, you know, give us some info.
So for anyone who actually surfs and knows what this is, I have a 6.0 27 liter Almeric, which I'm very proud of. So that would be like a shortboard. So it's 27 liters is on the lower side for like my weight and my height and all that. I've been surfing. So I used to, my mom always tells the story. So when I was a little kid, right, I never stopped moving when I was at the beach, never stopped moving. And she says one day I sat there and I just sat on the beach for about a half an hour. I was like 4 or 5. Just watching the surfers, and she's like, is he okay? Is he sick? Does he have the flu? Because I just never sit that long. And I watched them, and then I went out on my boogie board and I started standing up on the whitewash of the waves. And so I did that for years, and then I finally upgraded to a real board. And then I've been surfing on an actual surfboard for probably like guitar, probably about 6 years. It's flat right now though, so I'm not too happy about that. There's nothing to surf.
I surf too.
Yogi surfs too.
I surf fish.
I surf the web.
Surfboards nice. Are my bane.
Oh yeah.
Like skateboards.
Jet skis, yada yada, yeah.
See, it's been a minute, but I used to surf, but haven't done that in a long time.
So you go to surfer.
So Liam, you go to Watermark surfboards?
I've never been.
Never been there, huh?
No, I've never been there. I got my board from a local place, surfboard broker. If you're in San Diego County, check them out. They're really good. They're nice.
For those that surf.
For those that surf, all four people who surf.
Huh.
For you locals to San Diego. Doesn't do us a whole lot of good, does it?
AKA Doug.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, that would not work well. That would not work out well.
Well, what else you got, Dougie? Sure. You got more for him?
So, Liam, tell us a little bit about your excitement level being named the new San Jose Flight offensive coordinator.
Well, you know, that's just a front so that coach has someone to blame when it all goes down the toilet again this year.
He's not wrong.
it's only a name. No, I'm excited. It's great chance. Yeah, I love the flight. It's a good spot. Get to learn from coach, and we got a Thomas over in defense. It's going to be a fun year.
We met the quarterback, your new quarterback yesterday, Colin Pierce.
Yep, I think he joined the Discord just before he got put in our team. I think I saw him that morning, and then he got put on our team. So,
all right,
next Ace Fenich.
Eh, we'll see.
I think
Ace is hard to follow though. We shall see.
So if Liam is the new offensive coordinator, does that mean coach won't be yelling "damn it, Yogi" all year this year?
That is correct.
That is correct.
It will be Liam yelling "damn it, Yogi."
So on the spot, this is the part of the show where we go, you know, on the spot here. So Yogi and Liam, we have four new minor league teams: Lexington, Tacoma, Salt Lake, and Memphis. Of those four teams, who do you think succeeds, or who do you think has better success?
Wow. I stayed in Lexington, I stayed in Memphis, I stayed in Salt Lake City, and I stayed in Tacoma on my trip. So you're making it hard for me.
That's hard.
I'm going to go Salt Lake City just out of a hunch.
Okay.
Now, is that because Ross Napoli played for Coach and learned all of Coach's secrets?
If I was going with that, it would be a no. All right, Coach.
I really can't argue. Ross is going to have a whole season of being with Gerald, so, you know, he's probably better off that way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be calling them the Rosslers all year. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, when it came out that was the name, you know, the Salt Lake City Rustlers, I told Coach, I said, hey, is that because Ross is, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, credit where due. Doug came up with it, but it's happening.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to have some fun this year.
Well, let's put these guys on the spot with the SFL.
Oh, yeah.
Doug.
Let's do this.
I want to hear from Liam. We're going to go opposite sides of the ball with you guys, okay?
All right.
I want to hear who you think is going to be Offensive Rookie of the Year. Not from Liam. That's for Yogi. I said opposite sides of the ball. Who's going to be Offensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year in the league?
Well, it's either going to be Ace or Ike. I got to decide. I'm going to go way out on a limb and let's really turn the water up for the SFL. We're going to go Ike McBride.
Okay. She may well get a lot of touches.
Yep.
Get a lot of touches. Okay. Okay. Liam, same question. Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, that's easy. Thomas. I think Thomas is going to kill it this year. I think Huger's going to kill it too, because Huger's my second. But I think Thomas is going to win it because safety is a flashier position in the SFL.
Mm.
I can't see a defensive tackle winning Rookie of the Year, but I can see a safety who gets, you know, 6-7 interceptions this season winning it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we got some big J unbiased journalism going on here, folks.
Bodacious would be proud of us.
Yes.
Doug, you got something for him in that vein?
All right. So, let's see. I lost where I was going. Go for it. I lost my train of thought.
Did I screw up your outline?
I was like, where am I at? No, go ahead. I'm lost.
when do we get to our celebrity arranged marriage?
Oh yeah, you haven't done that, have you? Yogi has not gotten to do that. Yogi, let's have it.
Yogi,
Liam
missed out on that.
Yeah, Liam done it.
Oh, it was only crush when I did it. Not marriage. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was arranged marriage.
I thought I said arranged marriage. Either way.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dana. Dana Delaney, all the way.
Oh,
either Tombstone version or China Beach, either one.
Yes.
Oh, definitely Tombstone.
Oh, yes.
Well,
oh,
yes. She's adorable.
And Selma Hayek, if she turns me down, it's Selma Hayek.
Also a solid choice. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, lovely.
Definitely. Liam, what did you have?
I think I had the same one as Freddie, which was Stevie Nicks.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's right, you did.
Now, married, I don't think I go with Stevie Nicks.
Okay, well, let's put you on the spot.
I could see Liam with maybe a Miley Cyrus, maybe.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
I did not know you hated Liam so much.
Can we mute
that? That is terrible. Why? Yeah, mute him. Mute him. For your sake, I'm going to just boot him out of here. That's terrible. That is terrible.
Wow.
That's called bites before, yeah.
Miley
for that generic grandpa.
That's right. That's right.
Us grandpas get feisty when we get older.
Oh, man.
Time. 10-time grandpa.
Oh, crap. Hang on a sec. Somebody just came in.
What?
What?
Somebody just came in. To you, Liam.
Oh,
why,
God.
Why you make fun of Day?
This is Sergey. Do not make fun of Grandpa Day. He will crush you. He will bash you.
Sergey, thanks a lot. I can handle this. Okay.
I go now.
I don't know what to say.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless.
Yeah. Telling you.
How do we go from Dana Delaney to Sergey?
And how is this a record for the fastest we've gotten off topic on a show?
Yeah,
probably. Gotta be.
Pretty quick. Pretty quick. Be.
Oh, that's too much. So, jumping back on the track.
Are you back on? Are you sure? Are you back
oh,
on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sergey's in the living room, enjoying some banana bread. So we'll.
Okay. To anyone listening, no, Dave is not okay. Doug is not okay. Send help, please.
Yes. Call the National Guard. We need it.
There you go. So, gentlemen, with all of the free agent moves and the rookie draft and stuff like that, who do you guys have as your surprise team this year, and give us an idea who you think may be top four in the playoffs and maybe even a champion. Who do you got?
Go, Liam.
Oh, me. Okay. Well,
start with the young guy first.
I think so. I think we're going to have some bounce back teams. Last year, I think Denver and Florida both struggled. I think they're both going to bounce back, have better seasons. I like Louisiana. I think Louisiana is going to surprise some people. They got Gerald there, got Pickler. They got a good base for a team there. I think they're going to make the playoffs. But, you know, you don't know how deep they're going to get. Obviously, Lone Star is winning everything. But on the off chance that we all catch the Yogi bug and all get injured with, like, broken legs for the whole season, theoretically.
Thank you, Liam.
We're going to say that Lone Star's out of the mix. Who wins? I'd have to go with Sioux Falls. Because, I mean, they lost no pieces from last year.
Right.
They quietly kept their whole team. And that team was tough last year. I think they're going to come back better this year. And I think they're gonna win it.
Okay. Who are they going to play in the championship to win it?
Who are they going to play? Let's see here. Who do we have in the league?
Who's your final four?
Okay, final four. Let's see here. So we're going to go with, what did I say? Oh, yeah, Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls. So we can go with Sioux Falls.
Who's the grandpa here?
That voice got kind of high for a minute.
Yeah, it did.
Concussion moment.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to go with Sioux Falls. Let's go with Jacksonville. They're pretty tough. Let's go with Florida.
Think so. Okay.
So Sioux Falls, Jacksonville, Florida, and I think Atlanta.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think that they'll be able to rely on BDG, and I think that'll take a lot of the pressure off of Bryant. I mean, I don't think they're going to be in the championship.
Okay.
But I think they're going to get a game away.
Okay. By the way, we've got about 9 minutes left to go, fellas, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
Cool.
So what did you say? You said Sioux Falls, Atlanta,
Florida,
and
Jacksonville.
Okay. It's all plausible. Sure. Yogi?
I agree with the Sioux Falls and Jacksonville 100%. I think they're going to be elite teams this year. I think because I played on them last year and I know what that defense is, albeit they won't have Yogi with them, but I'm sure they've replaced me. I think Charleston's going to be in it. They've got everything it takes. They've got receivers. They got a stud running back. They got a great defense. So I think they're going to find their way in.
I picked them actually to be in the championship. They had an offensive line, which I think is a big deal for them. Okay.
And I think second year that Arizona is going to surprise a lot of people after they lose to us week one.
Okay. Yep. Well, I keep telling them I 11-1. I'm perfectly all right with an 11-1 season for Arizona. I'd love to see that.
Yep.
And I think so Axis told
that's my pick.
Axis told Ashley that the other night.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, she knows. Eddie knows. We chatted at length about it while he tried to get information out of you before playbooks went in.
Eddie's worried.
I tried to tell him we're going with the 5 wide, but I don't think anybody believes it.
Dave's playing all 5 positions on wide receiver.
There we go. Yeah, you're going to be a running back.
Yep.
I don't know if you heard, Liam. We had a sim where both running backs got hurt, and you went to running back.
I do.
Very well.
Hey.
Very, very well. I mean, I'm not saying I want it to happen, but it went pretty well. That was early in the sims. Since we've still got about 7 minutes, I'd like to hear a little bit from you guys. How about the draft? How'd you feel about that whole process? Any way you want to take it, any way you want to go with it. How did you feel about the 7 rounds, the supplemental, the Lone Star pick? Take your poison and run.
My take on it is it was a major year of growing pains for the SFL. Mm-hmm. I think they changed some rules. They had to change them back. I think it was just major growing pains. I think because of the coronavirus, we grew at exponential rate. And they had to find a way to get as many people in as they could. Mm-hmm. Their general premise of what they did was right. I don't know where they came up with it. You had to draft for this position and then you could draft for it. That was a discombobulation. The draft was done. It got all finished. It was close enough to a good draft to be a good draft in my book.
Okay.
I think a lot of teams did really well in it. Took advantage of the year and helped their teams out tremendously.
Yes.
I think Portland did a fantastic job watching them. I think we did a good job. Louisiana, you know, some of the newer teams were really able to take advantage of it because you had teams like Arizona that didn't have a pick until the supplemental round, so they weren't able to take as good advantage as other teams. But it was definitely an event. It was well publicized, well run, just some hiccups and growing pains.
Right. Yeah. Well, I can agree with that. We handled it. I mean, we as a league handled it.
Yes, we did.
Sure. Yeah. Liam, how about you?
Yogi covered most of that there. I agree with most of what he said. I go to a different part of it. I think their production was very good. I loved the panel. I loved having the live reactions from people. It felt a lot more, you felt a lot more connected to the teams, to the players that you see on the field. And in that respect, I thought they did a great job. But I agree with all Yogi said about some of the discombobulation with the rules, but as far as production goes and how they presented it, by far the best.
Yeah. There's some goofy guy with hair that one day he was a little weird looking.
Day one.
Yeah.
The day one.
I thought so.
Yeah. I don't know how that guy got in there. But yeah, no, I'm with you guys. I mean, you know, I think Yogi, I remember us going back last season, just chatting about things, talking about what we viewed as explosive growth then. And
yes,
it certainly trended upwards. So kudos to the league for handling that as well as they did. I think, they managed it. And that's part of the thing about leadership is taking care of it in the chaos.
Make a decision and stick with it.
Right.
Oh yeah.
They did. Right. They did. Yeah.
So the thing that I've been kind of contemplating is the minor leagues. Do you think there's going to be enough influx of new players to necessitate four new teams? Are they going to have enough, you know, enough players for four new teams?
I think so. They don't have to fill it all the way out. I'm pushing this along because we're at about 3 minutes. So
yeah.
I think so because they don't have to. I mean, they could have 12. They could be, I mean, remember the league once had 12 players, 12 contact players per team. They could have 12 in the minors and just play like that.
Yeah.
So I think it's doable. I think it's certainly doable. And that gives us space if we do grow like crazy like we did. But yeah, that's my take. Fellas?
I agree.
Okay.
Doug, you have misgivings? You've got a couple minutes.
It's going to be interesting. You know, I mean, like Yogi brought up with the COVID thing, it's like when this is over, what happens to the numbers? Are we, you know, going to continue to grow in that aspect or is it going to level out?
So, yeah. Well, and it's a fair question. It's certainly a fair question. I think with the explosion of our social media, partly because of all the people we brought in that are so talented and all of that stuff, I think we've got a lot of people that are going to stay and they're only going to bring, if we stay where we are and then grow at the rate we were before the pandemic crap, then we're still growing. And so that's why I'm not particularly concerned.
So here's something to contemplate also. Real quick, I saw the Dave Axis show the other day and they were talking about the stack up.
Yeah.
I think if we start, you know, exposing more with stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
You know, we should get a lot of new players coming in checking us out.
That could happen.
But exposure is exposure.
If
they find out about Armadillo Aleworks, we definitely will continue to grow.
That is right.
Man, I tell you what, I want some more of that.
I've got one sitting here right now. I've been sipping on while we're talking.
I got to go to work in 2 hours, so I can't have
them. All right. Well, guys, thanks for coming on. I'm going to wrap this thing up before we get booted out of the meeting.
A pleasure, as always.
I really appreciate having you guys on here.
My pleasure.
It was fun. Anytime.
All right. I'll see you later, guys. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, Coach.
No problem. Thank you.
Later.
All right. That was that. Nothing earth-shattering. Nothing particularly new. Doug tried to set Liam up with Miley Cyrus, which was just about the most awful thing I've heard in a while. But otherwise, you know, pretty good stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed getting to learn more about our guys. I've been meaning to get Yogi on here for a while, and it just never happens. Something you need to know about Yogi. He is the ultimate team player. He'll do whatever we need, and we are lucky to have him, as we are all of our Lone Star teammates. Like I said, there's going to be a few more of these. I'm hoping to drop a couple more even today. So hang in there for that. Thank you for joining us. And as always, good luck and God bless, my friends.